This is the Adam's Sandwich Review Podcast, where I take a look at
I left half a sandwich, as per usual.
Nick has opened Adam's sandwich up. Now he's taking a bite.
No, I'm just looking at it.
No, he is taking a bite indeed.
Why is the bread yellow?
It's turmeric bread.
Turmeric.
It was good, dude.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's not bad.
I had a tuna sandwich there. It was very good.
That place had a little sinister edge to it.
You said this also, but I didn't find it sinister.
I feel like there's a white Yakubian devil.
You don't think we went to
that's
a,
making all the money.
What
off
Adam
that
is referring to is we went to a restaurant / coffee shop that was staffed by all African Americans.
Yeah, it's a black. It's a black owned business.
Is it black owned?
Once again, Adam has the wrong read on a situation.
All right, that's why I'm asking.
Adam finds it so crazy that maybe
no.
That black people
capable
would,
of having an awesome.
No,
that would
not
have,
what
that
I was
have
saying.
An
no,
avocado
no, no, no,
on
no,
something.
No, 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 no. Now we're all
Adam's like, these aren't the blacks I know.
That's not what I was saying.
Where's the hippity hop black folks that are supposed to make me feel like a cool Jew?
That is not what I am saying.
That I can talk to basketball about.
Yeah.
Jews
that's
do.
Not what I was saying.
What's up,
I
man?
Was
you ever
wondering.
Hear KRS-One? Yeah, I'm new to Brooklyn, but you know my family was here 400 years ago. My people, yeah, dude. My uncle, my great uncle, he owned half of Bed-Stuy.
He helped Redline, actually.
Yeah.
You know
he
that
was one
people,
of the bankers that
you
made
know
it.
My people weren't they here yet
you
at that
this
time.
Neighborhood, and now I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back here now that it's safe for guys like me. Anyways, what the hell is this, kale? Why aren't
all
you guys acting
was,
like a couple of lip flapping moon crickets like I expect you to? Shouldn't you be soft shoeing for me and making me feel like a cool Brooklyn
okay,
guy?
Okay, all right. All I was saying is there's another coffee shop by my house that is owned by a white family that does.
And you keep track of all the race, what race
no,
owns
no,
because
I know the, what, cause the owner of
in
the,
your registry.
The owner of the coffee shop asked me to stop coming because I did a mean tweet about them.
Oh, yes, I remember this place.
But they do promote themselves as, like...
Neighborhood-owned?
Neighborhood-owned, but, like, the people that own it are just from Connecticut. And I was wondering if this place we went to for lunch today was this.
Well, I didn't wonder that. I thought this place
wait
is great.
I thought that was... It was an old black guy that owned the place.
The one by me? I'm not saying their name. No.
Is it a certain
it's
house?
A house?
Or a certain ground?
Yeah, like a co- like gra- like a
couple of Griffin
grinding.
Fellas, house of
grinding coffee,
slither.
Listen, I'm back in good graces with
slither
this coffee
and
shop, and I'm not going to lose it after I was given an 8-month suspension.
Because there's that girl that works there that's really bad at her job, and I thought she was the daughter of the owner.
She is the friend of the owner. I met the owner when she told me that I shouldn't have made a mean tweet about them.
Well, there's that girl that works there that is atrocious at her job.
Yeah, she's not very good at her
she's
job.
She's fucking terrible at her job.
Yeah,
I've never been there, but...
No, she'll be like, you know, what do you want? You're like, which is fine. You can be rude. I don't give a shit.
As long as the coffee
I'm like a medium coffee. And then she hands me a small, and she's like, you said small. I'm like, I know what I fucking said because I know what I want.
Of course.
You, who do you think's wrong here?
Well,
the person that processes orders all day long,
right.
Or me,
the guy
who has
been
to
thinking about this,
who
coffee.
Has to say one thing.
They only have regular and large.
Yeah.
So the regular.
Well,
or
this was
is
just an example.
Small.
It was something else.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a fucking. I wanted a latte with regular milk, and they gave me like soy milk or something. It wasn't.
Yeah.
A medium small issue.
You know, I know I'm a basic bitch and everyone's on it, but I'm on the oat milk train now, dude.
Oat milk is good.
It's good
it is
shit.
Good.
I don't tasty. Think anyone said oat milk was bad.
No, but it's. I think
it's
now
nice
it's
with an
everywhere.
Iced coffee.
With iced coffee, it's unbelievable,
now
baby.
Now Nick is finishing my sandwich.
Yeah, Nick has
it's
left
fine.
About three
listen.
Bites.
I'm frying it. I'm trying the sandwich.
It looked good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
You're right. I'll close it up.
I was mad because I got lunch because it said...
Till
breakfast
noon,
till noon.
But I asked if I could get a little extension on breakfast, and she said okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the person in line before me asked that too, so I knew that it was cool.
I see.
I wouldn't have been brave enough to ask that.
I don't
that.
Know. You're like, excuse me.
I think it's cool that you get mad at black-owned businesses in the neighborhood.
I do not get mad at black-owned businesses. I just didn't know if it was one of those places that was...
There was only one other black-owned business in the neighborhood, and you found a way to get banned from it immediately.
No,
you
that was a white-owned business.
You dragged it on social media.
I never used their name. I did not use their name.
You're talking about the refugees.
You said
welcome
this place is trash. The
I didn't say that. That wasn't the joke.
They're black trash.
That is not what I said, Nick.
I don't want this black
trash. I don't
know
if you guys are familiar with the Chris Rock bit about the different styles of black people.
But I did a version of that.
Welcome these to people Adam Friedland's blacktrashreport.com, where I list black-owned businesses and I decry their trash behavior.
I just didn't know if it was a white-owned business that was presenting itself as an African-American-owned business,
yes.
Much like the coffee shop that I was banned from.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Adam apparently this place where we had lunch today, we can say their name.
I identify as a Laffrican-American. I'm a comedian. I have a comedy podcast that I host. Maybe you've heard of my girlfriend, Dasha.
Oh, Nick, why are you being mean to me?
I'm not being mean.
Yes, you are. You're
I'm saying the things that you say. Yeah.
I did not say that. You're twisting my words.
I'm just repeating the things that you've
okay,
said.
You
fine.
Said twisting as if you had said any version of that, by the way.
I used similar words, but then Nick did a little word salad, mm-hmm. a little tossed salad, some cherry tomatoes.
I got a
maybe a little
tomato.
Bit of
that's
heart of palm. You fuck with heart of palm?
Not particularly.
You don't
no.
like it?
I don't know what it is.
Marinated artichoke hearts?
Oh, is it artichoke?
No, they're different things. Heart of palm is like kind of like a, like a, I don't know.
And don't you dare serve that at your black restaurant. Or
I'm not
Adam's,
saying
Adam's
that.
Adam's going to come for
I
you.
Didn't.
Kool-Aid, the only drink available, should be on the menu.
Adam's just on the phone.
Concerned.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the Better Business Bureau. And you're okay with these folks just lazing about.
The service was fabulous, by the way.
It was
five
a great
stars.
Place. I had a nice time.
What was
there.
That other Bob black? What was that nice other black-owned lunch. Business you were making fun of? The,
I
like
wasn't.
The, 2 weeks
now
ago.
Now you're going back. Now you're going back.
No, there was, you kept telling us. You told me, and then you also told Stav about the
I
Yelp reviews.
I said no
like,
such thing, and that this
oh,
is another.
Yeah,
yeah about how the Yelp reviews. He's like, you got to see it. It's a restaurant for black people, and all the reviews are like, the shrimp was so good.
No, that's not you true.
No, this is true.
That is not
I
true.
I was like,
why are you doing this
I can't.
Right now?
I can't wait to have the shrimp. And it's like, is that how they typed it?
Is that what they said on the on Yelp?
I'm not
yeah.
sure.
They somehow had that voice in text.
That is not.
Because you told me, and I was like, heh. And then I watched you tell Stav, and he's like, right.
That's not true. All right. We're back, folks. We're going back.
No, I remember this. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as it opened, you were immediately checking out the Yelp. You were somehow
you're like, who owns this?
Yeah, you were. There was a black-owned restaurant that opened, and you were now because at first this started as a joke.
Yeah.
But now then I remembered this thing with Yelp. For some reason, you were immediately on the Yelp page of this new black-owned business.
I don't
business.
Know if it's a black-owned restaurant, but there was a Yelp review where I read a woman. A woman said the shrimp was oh my god, and I thought that was funny.
Could have been any kind of. Mm-hmm.
It could have been any kind of person.
You didn't present it as such, though.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, white women definitely never describe things as OMG. That's definitely.
It was a funny. She left a funny Yelp review that I was sharing privately.
Oh yeah,
with
we
my
all
friends.
Think that's.
And now you're trying to make me out to be David Duke or something. You're trying to make me out to be some sort of
David
racial.
Dime. David
yes,
Dime
yeah,
of the
very funny.
KKK, uh-huh. But the K stand for
Kai.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
The Kai.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's what the K in King K. Rule stands for in Donkey
oh,
Kong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's, I didn't know he was...
King Kike Rule. He's a Zog
is that
alligator.
Interesting.
He wants to kill all the monkeys.
That's my favorite guy, by the
he
way.
He wants to get
Smash.
Rid of all the monkey-owned businesses on DK Island and install himself as the Jewish alligator overlord.
Is that you identify with King K. Rule, Adam? Because of his hatred for...
I'm not... You know what? I'm just going to sit this one out, folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, geodesic dome.
Yep.
You know, Buckminster Fuller.
You live in a dick Osuckic dome, Adam.
Damn.
It's a big
damn,
clear dome
you,
where you suck dicks in there and everyone can see from
everyone's
every angle.
Everyone's laughing.
Everyone's laughing at you.
You're sucking dick in
sucking dick
bad.
In a dome.
That's not...
And you're doing it
you
poorly,
know that's
by
not
the
true.
Way.
You're
You've
doing a bad job of sucking
yeah,
the dicks.
Yeah, but you just moved.
I didn't move.
You got
to
just move. You had to leave the neighborhood because too many black-owned businesses opened up.
We're making you mad.
This is unfair. This is an unfair assault, and I don't like it. You're trying to besmirch my character.
The what?
Besmirch.
The what, bitch?
Besuck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Besuck.
I have become besucked. I'm a besucked individual.
My heavens, I've been besucked.
I love to bus, and then I go, I declare myself besucked. What is this thing where you fuck people that you also respect?
I respect everyone I fuck.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Anyone that allows me entrance.
That's not true.
Into their glory.
I know a number of women that you fuck that you don't respect.
Yeah.
Who?
That black girl from that coffee shop that you went online. And
that's not true.
She got mad because she wouldn't let you call her the N-word during sex.
No, I wanted her to call me the N-word.
Yeah. So that you could use it later. That's how the N-word works.
Yeah. If you called it one time,
it's like,
it's like
a gift certificate to Chick-fil-A.
Thank you.
You could give it to somebody, mm-hmm. and then they can spend it how they choose.
It would be nice.